All right, it's Monday. Let's take a moment on this episode of the Wake Up Kid podcast to review the truths we have been learning so far. Who made you? God made me. What else did God make? God made everything. Why did God make you? To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. How can you glorify God? By loving Him and obeying Him. How many gods are there? There is only one God. And how many persons does God exist? Three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is God? God is a spirit. Where is God? God is everywhere. Did God have a beginning? God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. What does God know? God knows everything. What can God do? God can do whatever He chooses to do. What is the Bible? God's holy word. Last week we learned this one. Who wrote the Bible? Holy men who were led by the Holy Spirit. Today, we introduce a brand new truth, and it is an important one. Can we trust the Bible? Yes, God's word is true and permanent. My friend, all the way from Montana, Miss Christy, going to talk about that in a minute. But first, joke of the day.
Hey, so what do elves learn in school? I don't know. The alphabet. Wake up, kid. This is Christy, and I'm excited to talk about a very important truth. God's word is permanent and true. Psalm 119:160 says, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." Some books are made up. They tell stories that are fiction. These can still be good stories. They can still teach us things. The made-up story of Pinocchio teaches us that lying is bad. The made-up story of the three little pigs teaches us the importance of building houses that are windproof and wolfproof. But the stories are made up. The Bible isn't like that. The stories in the Bible are true. Jesus isn't a fictional character like Pinocchio or the three little pigs. Adam and Eve's creation, Noah and the flood, Lazarus getting up from the dead, and the empty tomb of Jesus, these are all true, historical events that really happened. God proved His love for us when He sent Jesus to die in our place. Jesus got up from the grave and proved to us that He is the Messiah. Jesus tells us about a real place that He wants to keep us away from, where sinners will be punished forever. All these things written in the Bible are true. We can trust and believe because God, who cannot lie, wrote the Bible. Can we trust the Bible? Yes. God's word is true and permanent.